from the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Brooke Rollins has officially become the next Secretary of Agriculture, with plenty to do already. Chad Smith has the details.
Brooke Rollins was approved to be the 33rd Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture by a Senate vote this week. Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says AFBF congratulates Rollins on her confirmation.
Farmers across the country are looking forward to having Brooke Rollins as Secretary at USDA. You know, takes over USDA at a critical time right now for America's farmers and ranchers as they're facing the headwinds of a tough farm economy with low commodity prices and high inputs. So glad to have a voice for agriculture at the helm.
Gilson says Rollins has no shortage of pressing issues to take on now that she's officially the Secretary of Agriculture.
She'll have to prioritize the distribution of the disaster and economic aid that was included in the December continuing resolution bill. And then we have high path avian influenza that is roiling the broiler and egg laying communities. So we want to make sure that we get that foreign animal disease taken care of. And then advocating for trade policy that maintains and grows markets for our ag producers.
Farm Bureau says lawmakers still have more to do by confirming additional appointees to USDA.
We know that there are other positions remaining at USDA that need confirmed, including the deputy secretary and other undersecretaries. And we hope that her deputies can get in quickly as she has and roll up their sleeves and get to work.
For more information, go to fb.org/news. Chad Smith, Washington.
Schools and conferences. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Kansas Farm Bureau's Campaign School offers comprehensive training for current office holders, future candidates, and campaign teams. A two-day session will be held April 16th and 17th at the Overland Park Chamber of Commerce, with seven mini-sessions across the state from March to September. Gain insights on strategy, budgeting, fundraising, and voter outreach. Spots are limited. Visit www.kfb.org/campaignschool for details and registration. The Kansas Farm and Ranch Transition Conferences are right around the corner, and this is your chance to take a major step toward securing your farm's legacy. Whether you're already thinking about the next generation or just getting started, these conferences will give you actionable tools and strategies for a smooth transition. Registration deadline for all dates and location is February 17th. Register at www.agtransitions.org/conferences. Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Recently, I made a quick trip to Fresno, California, where I attended college. The trip was overdue as it had been 10 years since my last visit. As I drove around town, it was striking to see how many important pieces of who I am stem from those years. I remember driving through the Tehachapi Pass on a clear morning and having my own Grapes of Wrath moment, in awe of the agriculture in the Central Valley. My passion was nurtured there and grew into a career. I learned about building my own community and network, from the Jewish family that I lived with to the most diverse group of friends and mentors I ever had. In my last year on campus, a chance introduction in the John Deere booth at the World Ag Expo was the meet cute story I'll forever tell about meeting my partner for life. My trip was full of joyful moments, but also a touch of melancholy. I felt homesick and sad to say goodbye again to the people and places who are so important to me. And that's okay. It's healthy to be sad and to have perspective and gratitude for the good times. We all have people and places that help to make us who we are. I encourage everyone to occasionally take time to remember and reflect, approach others with an attitude of gratitude, give yourself permission to feel your emotions. There's no place like home, but it's okay to have more than one home.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.